Connecticut's Supreme Court has ruled the state's death penalty is unconstitutional. I spoke with a public defender who represented one of the state's best-known death row inmates. Thomas Ullman represented Stephen Hayes, one of two defendants sentenced to death for a 2007 home invasion that left Jennifer Hawk Pettit and her two daughters dead.
I think the worst thing that any defense lawyer ever has to face is when the government tries to kill your client and your responsibility is to save his life, let alone protect rights, but to actually save someone's life.
Ullman says it seemed everyone expected Hayes to get the death penalty, but
we defense attorneys did not. We had felt that we had, you know, put on enough to convince the jury that they should come back with a life sentence. And that was literally the worst hour and 10 minutes of my legal career. I was embarrassed. Hayes was comforting me during that process.
Ullman says he thinks the Supreme Court decision will save the legal system millions of dollars in money that would have been spent on costly appeals.
You know, we have a criminal justice system that's starved for money in terms of treatment and in terms of victims and in terms of alternative treatments, things like that. And to put money down a black hole like the death penalty was just a total waste of funds.
According to the governor's office, in the last 54 years, Connecticut has executed only two inmates, both of whom volunteered for execution. As a result of the Supreme Court decision, Hayes and the 10 other inmates on death row will now serve a life sentence without the possibility of parole. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.